This is the reading for November 24th, Jonah chapter 3. The Lord spoke his word to Jonah again and said, "Get up, go to the great city, Nineveh, and preach to it what I tell you to say." So Jonah obeyed the Lord and got up and went to Nineveh. It was a very large city. Just to walk across it took a person 3 days. After Jonah had entered the city and walked for 1 day, he preached to the people, saying, "After 40 days, Nineveh will be destroyed." The people of Nineveh believed God. They announced that they would stop eating for a while, and they put on rough cloth to show their sadness. All the people in the city did this, from the most important to the least important. When the king of Nineveh heard this news, he got up from his throne, took off his robe, and covered himself with rough cloth, and sat in ashes to show how upset he was. He sent this announcement through Nineveh. By command of the king and his important men, no person or animal, herd or flock, will be allowed to taste anything. Do not let them eat food or drink water, but every person and animal should be covered with rough cloth, and people should cry loudly to God. Everyone must turn away from evil living and stop doing harm all the time. Who knows, maybe God will change his mind. Maybe he will stop being angry, and then we will not die. When God saw what the people did, that they stopped doing evil, he changed his mind and did not do what he had warned. He did not punish them.
The book of 1 Peter.
My name is Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Jewish Christians all through the provinces are suffering bitter persecution. I write to encourage these Christians to patiently endure their persecutions and to imitate Christ's example. He gladly suffered for us.
Chapter 1.
From Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's chosen people who are temporary residents in the world and are scattered throughout the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, God the Father knew you long ago and chose you to live holy lives with the Spirit's help so that you are obedient to Jesus Christ and are sprinkled with his blood. May goodwill and peace fill your lives. Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God has given us a new birth because of his great mercy. We have been born into a new life that has a confidence which is alive because Jesus Christ has come back to life. We have been born into a new life which has an inheritance that can't be destroyed or corrupted and can't fade away. That inheritance is kept in heaven for you, since you are guarded by God's power through faith for a salvation that is ready to be revealed at the end of time. You are extremely happy about these things, even though you have to suffer different kinds of trouble for a little while now. The purpose of these troubles is to test your faith as fire tests how genuine gold is. Your faith is more precious than gold, and by passing the test, it gives praise, glory, and honor to God. This will happen when Jesus Christ appears again. Although you have never seen Christ, you love him. You don't see him now, but you believe in him. You are extremely happy with joy and praise that can hardly be expressed in words as you obtain the salvation that is the goal of your faith. The prophets carefully researched and investigated this salvation. Long ago they spoke about God's kindness that would come to you. So they tried to find out what time or situation the Spirit of Christ kept referring to whenever he predicted Christ's sufferings and the glory that would follow. God revealed to the prophets that the things they had spoken were not for their own benefit, but for yours. What the prophets had spoken, the Holy Spirit, who was sent from heaven, has now made known to you by those who spread the good news among you. These are things that even the angels want to look into. Therefore, your minds must be clear and ready for action. Place your confidence completely in what God's kindness will bring you when Jesus Christ appears again. Because you are children who obey God, don't live the kind of lives you once lived. Once you lived to satisfy your desires because you didn't know any better. But because the God who called you is holy, you must be holy in every aspect of your life. Scripture says, "Be holy because I am holy." So if you call God your Father, live your time as temporary residents on earth in fear. He is the God who judges all people by what they have done, and he doesn't play favorites. Realize that you weren't set free from the worthless life handed down to you from your ancestors by a payment of silver or gold which can be destroyed. Rather, the payment that freed you was the precious blood of Christ, the Lamb with no defects or imperfections. He is the Lamb who was known long ago before the world existed, but for your good, he became publicly known in the last period of time. Through him, you believe in God who brought Christ back to life and gave him glory. So your faith and confidence are in God. Love each other with a warm love that comes from the heart. After all, you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth. As a result, you have a sincere love for each other. You have been born again, not from a seed that can be destroyed, but through God's everlasting word that can't be destroyed. That's why, Scripture says, all people are like grass, and all their beauty is like a flower of the field. The grass dries up, and the flower drops off, but the word of the Lord lasts forever. This word is the good news that was told to you.